To this day, the smell of cocoa and cookies baking takes me back to that trip and the impact it had upon our families. The inheritance created by family traditions and time spent together is an impermeable bond forged in love, and one that only gets stronger with time. Your Own Personal Christmas Potpourri by Emily Sutherland. One night around Christmas time, I burned something in the kitchen. I think it was green beans, but whatever it was, it didn't smell festive at all. By necessity, I discovered a great way to create wonderful Christmas smells in a hurry. I whipped up my own simmering potpourri with things I already had on hand. It worked out so well, I started making potpourri, even when I hadn't burned dinner. It's really easy. You can use the peel from an orange or lemon. I now routinely save my orange peelings in a brown paper sack for potpourri later. Or toss in a handful of cranberries or apple slices if you like. Then add your favorite ingredients, such as a little vanilla or a few cloves or cinnamon sticks. You can even simmer some of those pesky pine needles that fall on the floor if you prefer the smell of pine over fruit and spices. Simmer your custom collection of aromas on low heat in an uncovered pot or slow cooker filled with water. In addition to the wonderful fragrances that start to permeate your home, the steam will provide a bit of extra humidity in the house and soothe your nose from the dry winter air. For safety's sake, check the water often and refill it if it gets low. For a delicious drinkable potpourri, you can create a wonderful cranberry tea by filling a slow cooker with 4 cups of water, 4 tea bags, 1/4 or so of cranberry juice, orange and or lemon slices, a few sprinkles of brown sugar if you wish, and a couple of cinnamon sticks or cloves. As soon as you begin to smell the wonderful combination, you know it's warm enough to drink. Then get your cup quick, before the kids come running. The Smell of Christmas Morning by Wes Hampton. One of the smells and tastes that I always associate with Christmas is that of my mom's homemade sausage balls. I remember walking down the creaky steps in our charming old house every Christmas morning around 6:30. Yes, my brother and I were early risers. I knew it was officially Christmas Day once that aroma filled our house. The smell of those little morsels takes me back to my childhood every single time. Christmas Breakfast by Susan Peck Jackson. Christmas has always been my favorite time of the year. Mama made Christmas special with presents, music, and food, but most of all by sharing stories about the birth of Jesus Christ.